was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. And he had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, he's blowing reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he could not jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A root, a toot, a tootly, a toot. He blows an H to the bar in boogie rhythm. He can't blow a note unless a bass and guitar is playing with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a pussy bee. And when he plays, he made the company jump eight to the bar. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And out of tootly, out of tootly, out of toot toot, he blows an eight to the bar. He can't blow an order for bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps to leave his reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Them up the same way in the early fright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet, cause they know how it goes when someone gives them a beat. Whoa, whoa, it breaks it up when it plays properly. The boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A root, a toot, a tootie, a toot, a toot, a toot, a toot. He's the boy, yeah, can't blow an order for bass and guitar and whoa, with him. And the gunner just a leap of reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Bette Midler introduced a new generation to Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy with her 1973 recording of the Andrews Sisters World War II classic. I'm Mike Duke. From my house to your radio, this is the Music Box at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall, where you always have a front row seat, and where by now you know to expect the unexpected. Like this Hang On Sloopy sound-alike song by the McCoys.
Never knew how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever.
You give me fever
when you kiss me. Fever when you hold me tight.
You give me fever.
Fever in the morning. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, cause I know you're gonna treat me right. You give me fever,
fever.
When you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight.
You give me fever,
fever. In the morning, fever all through. Shine on.
Yeah.
the Champs took their name from Gene Autry's horse, Champion, and they took Tequila to the top of the charts in 1958. And yes, the McCoys really did follow their song Hang On Sloopy with that sound-alike arrangement of Fever. You aren't likely to hear that one anywhere else on the radio this weekend. Pop singer and 1950s heartthrob Eddie Fisher was born in that other Philadelphia on August 10, 1928. Wish You Were Here was a number one song for him in 1952.
They're not making the skies as blue this year. Wish you were here, as blue as they used to when you were near. Wish you were here, and the mornings don't seem as new, brand new as they did with you. Wish you were here, wish you were here, wish you were here. Someone's painting the leaves all wrong this year. Wish you were here. And why did the birds change their song this year? Wish you were here. They're not shining the stars as bright. They've stolen the joy from the night. Wish you were here. Wish you were here, wish you were here. Birds change their song this year. Wish you were here. They're not shining the stars as bright. They've stolen the joy from the night. Wish you were here. Wish you were here. Wish you were
you.
that time we heard Eddie Fisher, Wish You Were Here, followed by The Big Hurt by Tony Fisher, who was not related to Eddie. The Big Hurt was the first song to employ a recording technique now known as flanging. This phase shifting of the recording creates a sound similar to the fading that occurs on shortwave radio broadcasts. The Music Box continues with another chapter of Same Title, Different Song, beginning with the Hilltoppers.
Dear, I thought I'd drop a line. The weather's cool, the folks are fine. I'm in bed each night at nine. Yesterday we had some rain, but all in all, I can't complain. Was it dusty on the train?
Yes, I love you.
Right to the Browns just as soon as you're able. They came around to call. I burned a hole in the dining room table. And let me see, I guess that's all. Nothing else for me to say. And so I'll close. But by the way, everybody's thinking of you.
P.S. I love you.
Write to the Browns just as soon as you're able. They came around to call. I burned a hole in the dining. Let me see, I guess that's all. Nothing else for me to say. And so I'll close. But by the way, everybody is thinking of you.
P.S. I love you, love you.
I love you.
The Beatles released the Lennon-McCartney song P.S. I Love You as the B-side of Love Me Do. It was on the B-side in order to avoid confusing it with the other song that we heard, P.S. I Love You by the Hilltoppers from 1953. That P.S. I Love You was written by Gordon Jenkins and Johnny Mercer and was first recorded by Rudy Valley in 1934. There's a lot of music left this weekend at FM 102.5 The Concert Hall, including Matt the Cat, who'll be up after the news with the Juke in the Back. I'm Mike Duke, and I'll return next week with a full music box from my house to your radio right here at FM 102.5 The Concert Hall. Since we just heard two singing love letters, I'll leave you this week with a singing love telephone call that reached number one for Stevie Wonder in October of 1984. From the album Woman in Red, this is I Just Called to Say I Love You.
No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate cup. No summer's high, no warm July, no harvest moon to light one tender August night, no autumn breeze, no falling leaves, not even time. No Libra sun, no Halloween, no giving thanks to all the Christmas joy you bring. But what it is, though oh so new, to fill your heart like no three words could ever. I just called to say I love you. I just called to say how much I care. I just called to say I love you, and I mean it from the bottom. I just called to say I love you. Yeah. I just called to say how much I care. I do. I just called to say I love you. And I from the bottom of my heart. Oh.
I just called.